Now begins the fifth chapter. You can really, it'd be nice for you to know again. The whole fifth chapter actually is present in the condensed form, the Omkara, what you understood in the Mahandukya Upanishad. The fifth question is asked by the student Shaibhyaha Satyakamaha Kabandhi Katyayanaha Bhargavaha Vaidarbhihi Saurayanihi. You learned all the words, names, no? Now what is fifth name? The name of the fifth disciple who is asking this fifth question is asking only one question, not many questions. Only one question. Here, Shaibhyaha Satyakamaha, the very beautiful name. No, the one who is desirous of the knowledge of the truth is Satyakamaha. Satyameva Kamayate it Satyakamaha. One who is Kamaha means what? One who has Kama, the desire for the truth. Satyakamaha. Satyakamaha, and he comes, no, is also known as Shaibhyaha, the family name. Okay, Shaibhyaha Satyakamaha. He is asking this question. Only one question he is asking, and this question actually may related to Omkara Upasanam. So what is he asking? In the very question he gives lots of small things become very clear. The person who is meditating upon Omkaraha until his last breath, one who is given to the practice of meditation upon Omkara till his death, that person, which loka does he attain? Which loka does he go to? Which loka does he win? So what is the hint given here? When you are given to the practice of karma or meditation, I was meditating for many years, I stopped recently, if you say, that meditation will not be effective. If the person wants to enjoy the benefit of the discipline of meditation, he must have started sometimes, he must have been practicing it throughout, and he must have practiced until the death. Okay, and here, and that is hinted here. If you leave half the way, you know, for many years I was doing, I left it half the way. Any discipline, you must have started, you must have been doing it, not arambha shuraha. No, you must have been continuously practiced until the death. Only then you can call it what? A discipline. Anything given up half the way cannot be given any credit, okay? Cannot be really considered a discipline. The very fact you have given up is what? Indiscipline. Therefore, here he says, Prayana Antam. Prayanam means death. Okay, the final journey. See, Yanam means vehicle. That by which you travel is called yanam. Yati verb, ya root, okay? Yati means somebody goes here, goes come, goes simple verb. So from that root ya, you get the verb yati, gachati, goes. What is the noun yanam, going, is taken as a vehicle, that by which you go somewhere, yanam, na vahanam, na scooter yanam, car yanam, you can say. But we add the prefix pra and it convert the dental nakara into cerebral nakara, make it prayanam. It is not simply going, journey, not a vehicle. It is not even a going or moving or a journey. It is a final journey. Final journey means what? This present journey comes to an end. Isn't it? Therefore, the final journey, prayanam is a death. Prayanam is a word for death. Don't worry, okay? Immediately, oh my God. The beautiful thing in this mantra, actually, we can't talk this to people who are in 20s and 15, okay, who had to live their life, begin their life and full of life. Especially, there's a hint, we're going to see here, all of us have to learn to practice meditation. At least, you know, whether the Bhagavan Smaranam must start at a very young age, it must be continuing it throughout. And older you grow, more you must become meditative, more you must become worshipful. That's why Vanaprastha, understand? And more, older you get, more you should be worshipful, prayerful, more you should be meditative, more you should keep your mind in Bhagavan, the more one should prepare oneself for death. So that Shastra here, it is going to be said later on, one should not think of anything, anybody other than Bhagavan or one's own Swarupam. Either Shastra Vishya, either you meditate upon your own Swarupam. If you are not understood it, that Jnanam is not there, at least meditate upon Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara. Bhagavad Jnanam only must be there at the time of death. Is it possible? That is the time you think of everybody else. So for you, here it is emphasized, for you, at the time of death, one must have Bhagavad Jnanam, one must be meditating upon Bhagavan, for which one should, no, one should meditate throughout the life also. See, you can have your children, you can have blessed them, wish them well, they may be loving, caring, affectionate, but still last at the time of death, instead of thinking of your kith and kin and relatives and people, think of Bhagavan. How is it possible? It is very important. That is emphasized. That's the only way you can accept the separation. It's not an easy joke. Isn't it? Oh my God, I want to go away, leaving them all behind. As if we are going to be sitting with them all the time, or as our parents sitting with us all the time. It's a fact, isn't it? So we have to prepare our mind. What now? Do the needful, help them, be loving and caring, wish them well, bless them wholeheartedly. And then at the time of death, you should have only Bhagavad Jnanam. That is how one can prepare oneself for death. Learn to accept the separation from people around whom you are very much attached to. I am not telling all these things, okay? Not my own story. You are going to see later on. Something, really it said. So, the thing is, this very student is asking only one question he is asking. Prayana antam omkaram abhidhyayita. If a person, whoever, you know, meditates upon this omkaram, practices omkara dhyanam, omkara upasanam until the last breath, until his death, prayana antam, which loka does he attain, does he go to? Is a doubt. Brahma loka or Surya loka or Chandra loka? Now I can tell you all these things. Brahma loka or Swarga loka? Does he go to the loka where he has to come back, or he can attend moksha there, Kramamukti there? That he wants to know. Okay? Now the answer comes, second mantra. So the second mantra, the teacher Pippala Adaha just presents the glory of Omkaraha in one line. How glorious Omkaraha is. Omkaraha can be a symbol for Sagunam Brahma as well as Nirgunam, Param Brahma or Aparam Brahma. Omkara stands for Param Brahma as well as Aparam Brahma. And he says, by practicing this meditation, you know, meditate Omkara Upasanam, he can attain Brahman, can become one with Brahman, Sagunam Brahma or நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா. Which means, however you use the Omkara as an alambanam, for aparam brahma or param brahma, sagunam brahma or nirgunam brahma, still you will have the benefit of practicing with meditation. That is said. Okay, now here the third, fourth and fifth. In all these three mantras, there are totally seven mantras here. So, 3, 4 and 5, that's all. Okay. In these three mantras, we'll see it now. This chapter, Pippaladaha elaborately discusses the Omkara Upasanam. He says, just if Omkara consists of three sounds constitute one syllable. The word is a monosyllabic sound or word consisting of three sounds, which is a unique name. I told you long ago, Pranavaha, one word which stands for, which indicates all the objects, the entire universe. I told you in the class, isn't it? Why Omkara is called Pranavaha, which you all know already. Any one word can indicate only one given object. But Omkara stands for the entire world. All the objects which form part of the universe become indicated by that one word, Omkara. Therefore, it's called a unique name, Pranavaha. Pranavaha. It I told you long ago. Now here he says, see, the meditation also here is of two types. When you talk about the meditation, immediately what happens? Whenever the topic of meditation is discussed, in here, Shankar Bhagavatpada, in his commentary, he emphasizes all the disciplines to which go along with the discipline of meditation, emphasized in the Ashtanga Yoga. Yamaha, Niyamaha, Asanam, Pranayamaha, Pratyaharaha, Dharanam, Dhyanam, Samadhi. That's what now? He says what also? Nirvikalpa Samadhi. The Samadhi should culminate in Nirvikalpaka Samadhi. Only then the discipline of meditation is complete. Then also what? He blesses you with the fruit of practicing this. You can enjoy the benefit of meditation in terms of its phalam only if it culminates in Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Suppose you are simply given to the practice of meditation, means what? We are not talking about the moksha here, okay? It's only Krama Muktihi I'm going to talk about. Krama Muktihi and Aparam Brahma, I'll tell you what it is. So if a person is given to the practice of meditation, if he practices this upasanam, and he can have the, if he goes to other lokas and he comes back, that is only Aparam Brahma. It comes within the realm of Aparam Brahma only. So Param Brahma Prapti, how? If he goes to Brahma Loka also, is what? Aparam Brahma only. But after the result of meditation, if it takes him to Brahma Loka, until he goes to Brahma Loka, is Aparam Brahma. After going there, meditation does not directly give you moksha. It can take you to Brahma Loka, that's all it can do. But after going to Brahma Loka, again you become contemplative, again Swarupa Vichara happens, again you attain Jnanam, there also Jnanam in Brahma Loka also you attain how? What? Moksha attain? Only through Jnanam. After going to Brahma Loka, you don't attain moksha suddenly. There also you attain jnanam. Jnanam alone gives you moksha. Therefore, you can say what? This upasanam, meditation, isn't it? This meditation takes you to takes you to Brahma Loka and gives you Karma Mukti. Means we should never say meditation does not directly give you Karma Mukti also. Meditation can, the result of meditation, the punyam earned as a result of practicing meditation, not simply abhidhyanam. Shankara Bhagavatpada says abhidhyanam, the serious intense meditation practiced seriously, not along with other disciplines. The person who is given the practice of meditation should also follow what? Yama niyamas, the external disciplines. Is it then sensory discipline, pratyaharaha, pranayamaha, the discipline in breathing, pratyahara discipline, sensory discipline, asanam, physical discipline, yogasanam, isn't it? Asanam. Then dhyanam, mental discipline, dharanam, mental discipline. If all these disciplines are followed, then the dhyanam will be effective. It will result in what? Samadhi, which is savikalpa samadhi. In Savikalpa Samadhi also is what now? In Savikalpa Samadhi, he is still meditator, meditated, division is still there. It will culminate in Nirvikalpa Samadhi, which means wherein the meditator resolves in the object of meditation. Only then what? One can say that one's practice of meditation has done its purpose. But even after attaining Nirvikalpa Samadhi also, please remember, there is no mokshaha. In Nirvikalpa Samadhi also, your jnanam is well protected and looked after. It is not resolved. Still, ajnanam is there. So, as a result of this practice of meditation, you can either travel through Shukla Gatihi. Now you know all these things very well, isn't it? Krishna Gatihi, Chandra Gatihi, and go to Sorgaloka, live there for a long time, enjoy heavenly pleasures, come back once the punyam gets exhausted. Or you travel through Shukla Gatihi, go to Adi Surya Loka, Brahma Loka. Is it? So what can meditation do? Maximum, it can take you through Shukla Gatihi to Brahma Loka, it can leave you there. Even then, meditation will not remove your ignorance. There afterwards, again contemplation is important, again jnanam has to happen. Jnanam alone helps, gives you what? Krama Muktihi. Going all the way to Brahma Loka, then becoming contemplative, attaining jnanam, becoming, you attain moksha, means it's called Krama Muktihi. Without going anywhere, you attain jnanam here itself, you attain sadyo muktihi. So what is made very clear, whether it is krama muktihi or sadyo muktihi, you need jnanam. Meditation does not remove your ignorance. People were very happy. Oh, I can practice meditation, I can go to Brahma Loka, attain moksha there. No. There also you need what? Contemplation. There also jnanam alone helps you attain moksha, not meditation. Okay, so meditation when it helps you attain Brahma Loka, thereby when you attain jnanam there in Brahma Loka and attain moksha, meditation indirectly becomes a means for attainment of Krama Muktihi, not direct means. Is it clear? So here, as a param, when you attain Krama Muktihi, that's called what? Param Brahma Prapti. When you attain only other lokas and come back, it's only Apara Brahma Prapti. Is it clear? That much is very clear or not? So here he says, in this Omkara, see, the different results are prescribed for different ways of meditating upon Omkara. If we just take only akara, akara guna visishta, akara visishta omkara dhyanam arupasanam, or akara pradhana omkara upasanam, number one upasanam, is called ekamatra ஓகே, ஏகமாத்ரா விசிஷ்ட அகார பிரதான ஓங்கார உபாசனம். ஆர் யூ கேன் ஸ்பெசிஃபிக் மெடிடேட் அப்பான் வாட் நவ், உகார பிரதான ஓங்கார உபாசனம். ஆர் த்ரிமாத்ரா யுக்த மகார பிரதான ஓங்கார உபாசனம். இஃப் அ பர்சன் பிராக்டிசஸ் அகார பிரதான ஓங்கார உபாசனம், அகார ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் வாட், விஸ்வஹா அண்ட் விராட். அகாரா ரெப்ரசென்டிங் அகார ரெப்ரசென்ட் ஓன்லி விஸ்வா அண்ட் விராட், ஓன்லி தி கிராஸ் மேனிபெஸ்டேஷன். இஃப் அ பர்சன் பிராக்டிசஸ் அகார பிரதான ஓங்கார உபாசனம் விச் ரெப்ரசென்டிங் தி விஸ்வா அண்ட் விராட், as a result of practicing that meditation, he will attain again only bhuloka. But when he will be born in bhuloka also, he will be shraddhaya yuktaha, he will have great shraddha in the Veda, and he will be highly righteous, religious, ethical person who lives a clean life, and who will have shraddha, and who will be given to the brahmacharyam, tapas, etc. He will live a very, very highly disciplined life. He will be born in a very good background. This said. And a person practices ukara pradhana omkara upasanam. Ukara stands for what now? Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, it is Hiranyagarbha Upasana, isn't it? If he practices Ukara Pradhana Omkara Upasanam, representing Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha, he is said to be traveling through Krishna Gatihi and go to Chandraloka or Swargaloka. Enjoy heavenly pleasures and he'll be born again. If a person is given to the Makara Pradhana Omkara Upasanam, wherein all the three are involved, which stands for Prajna and Antaryamishwaraha, then he will go to Brahma Loka. So going to Brahma Loka, then there he'll become contemplative, he attain jnanam. And as a result, that jnanam he attains in Brahmaloka alone will help him discover what? Attain Kramamuktihi, which he will not return. Is it clear? So now you know the... So which are the devatas? You know which are the matras? Akara is a yeka matra, pradhana. ஏகமாத்ரா அகார பிரதான ஓங்கார உபாசனம், தென் த்விமாத்ரா உகார பிரதான ஓங்கார உபாசனம், தென் த்ரிமாத்ரா மகார பிரதான ஓங்கார உபாசனம். மகார மீன்ஸ் பூர்ண உபாசனம், பூர்ண ஓங்கார உபாசனம். மகார மீன்ஸ் பூர்ண ஓங்கார உபாசனம் இன் அ பர்சன் பிராக்டிசஸ் and he will go to Brahma Loka or Surya Loka. So Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, it is said. Bhuhu stands for Manushya Loka, Bhuvaha stands for Chandra Loka, Bhuvar Loka or Swarga Loka, mean the same. And the Suvar Loka, Aditya Loka, Brahma Loka mean the same. Is it clear? Where he goes and comes back, where he goes, doesn't need to come back, there he has attained jnanam, thereby he'll attain Krama Muktihi. So therefore meditation only serves in a second, there indirect means for attainment of Krama Muktihi also, not direct means. Upasana itself will not help one attain Krama Muktihi. Krama Mukti is also possible only if you have jnanam even in Brahmaloka. These are all the things discussed in these three mantras. I told like a story. See, in Omkara itself, you can do like that, isn't it? And we have amatraha. What is amatra? Ekamatra, dimatra, trimatra, you know. What is the amatraha? Amatraha stands for the silence following makara, nasal sound. That silence stands for the consciousness, which is the swarupam of the meditator. If a person practices meditation upon the amatra, then that is what? That will result in swaswarupa, that becomes the nididhyasanam, swaswarupa anusandhanam, that becomes swaswarupa anusandhanam. Meditation upon one's own swarupam, which will result in attainment of moksha right now, sadyo muktihi. Result in attainment of jnanam here itself. Not simply, just simply meditating upon silence, but seeing the silence as the silent. You should know how silence stands for consciousness. You need to understand. Simply you can't attain. Then don't mistake that, oh, practicing meditation upon silence will help me attain moksha. No. Silence should not become the object. Okay? You see silence as the nature of consciousness. And you see consciousness being the very swarupam of the meditator, not as an object. That alone will result in the ascertainment of jnanam here right now, which will result in attainment of sadyo muktihi. Is it clear now? These are all the things discussed here. How three intuits the book. Because we had to go for the puja. So now the fifth. Sadyo. Sadyo. Sadyo muktihi. Sadyo muktihi means immediate moksha. Yeah. And upasam, amatra dhyanam means swaswarupa dhyanam, which is nididhyasanam. Okay, one more thing he mentions is the Veda, which blesses this meditator with the phalam. So the person who practices akara visishta, akara pradhana omkara upasanam, he is blessed by Rigveda. Rigvedaha blesses the person who is practicing akara pradhana omkara upasanam. Now, Rigveda blesses means, in Rigveda it's, the mention is there. Then, for the person who practices ukara pradhana omkara upasanam, for him Yajurveda. See, akara, ukara, makara are taken by rig yajus sama. So sama, rig yajurveda blesses the person, isn't it? Yajurveda blesses means Bhagavan in the form of the knowledge obtaining in the Yajurveda, Ishvara. Some connection they say that. You should know Veda, Devata, Matra and Phalam. Isn't it? So, Ukara Pradhana, Omkara Upasanam, the person practices, he'll go to what? Bhuvar Loka, or Pitru Loka, or Chandra Loka, or Swarga Loka. It's all this, don't get confused. It is blessed by Yajurveda. Then we have Makara Pradhana, Omkara Upasanam. If a person practices, he is blessed by Samaveda. It means Samaveda takes, blesses one with the punyam it will take him to Brahmaloka. So see, akara, ukara, makara, rig, yajus, sama are the Vedas, which bless the meditator with the phalam. And he'll go to which loka? Bhuhu, bhuvaha, suvaha. Bhu loka, manushya loka. Bhuvar loka, chandra loka or intermediary. And suvar loka means Brahmaloka. If a person goes to Manushya Loka or Brahma, Chandra Loka, it's only what? Aparam Brahma. If a person goes to Brahma Loka, there he attains ஞானம், தென் அட்டன்ஸ் கம முக்தி, தெர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் வி கேன் சே அபரம், பரம் பிரம்மா. பிரம்மலோகா இஸ் அப்புறம் பிரம்மா ஒன்லி. ஆஃப்டர் கோயிங் டு பிரம்ம லோகா, தேர் பர்சன் அட்டைன்ஸ் ஞானம், தென் மோக்ஷா, தட் இஸ் பரம் பிரம்மா. கோ த டிஃபரன்ஸ். தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் இன்ஃபர்மேஷன் கிவன் இன் தீஸ் த்ரீ மந்த்ராஸ். ஜஸ்ட் கவர்ட் திஸ் குவிக்லி. Please remember, there's no Sadhya Mukti discussed at all here. Just I added in between to tell you. To be frank, we don't need to worry. Here only talks about the... So, Omkaraha is a Pratika Alambanam. You know that. It's not Pratima Alambanam. It's a Pratika Alambanam. In our temple, Guru Swamiji put both. You have Pratima Alambanam and Pratika Alambanam. Behind Gangadharesha sitting, having Ganga keeping her on his head, Talamala vachi aadren solluvanga. Yajamaname, Shiva is sitting here, how what? Ganga is sitting on her head. Don't keep a wife on her head and then dance. The mother-in-law has scolded the son, okay? And then here really Shiva, Lord Shiva, is holding Ganga where? Gangadhara Ishwara, he said. There's a behind this, you have Pratima Alambanam. Shivalingam is what? Pratika Alambanam. Both stand for Ishwara. One is Pratika, one is Pratima. Pratima means limbless. Pratima is the one with the limbs, limbed. Pratikam is a limbless symbol. A symbol with the limbs and without limbs. So Omkara is a Pratika Alambanam. An Alambanam is a support, a symbol. For Ishvara, Bhagavan. So Omkara is a Pratika Alambanam. It's not Pratima Alambanam. Why? Because it's not even a form symbol, it's a sound symbol. How we know very well? Akara stands for Vishwa Virat. Ukara stands for Taijasa Hiranyagarbha. Makara stands for Pragya Antaryamishwaraha. So the total. And Amatraha stands for Chaitanyam Nirgunam Brahma. And which is substratum for all the three. Where is Virat? Brahmani, Chaitanya Brahmani, which is Atma, Brahmatmani Chaitanya. Where is Vishwaha? Of course, Vishwa is part of Virat only. There is no Vishwa sitting alone without the Virat. Vishwa is included in the Virat. Taijasa Hiranyagarbha, Pragya Antaryamishwaraha, all of them, what is substratum now? Chaitanyam Brahma, which is Atma. Symbolized by what? This silence following, known by Amatraha Turiyaha. Isn't it? Amatraha Turiyaha is what? The fourth person. So we said the Turiya Atma, and that is the substratum. So here that is not discussed here. Only three upasanas are mentioned here. Which upasanam? Which only Saguna Brahma upasanam. If a person is given to how to practice meditation, what is that meditation, that knowledge is not mentioned here. Only meditation is mentioned. But one thing is made very clear, it's not, Shankara Bhagavatpada adds in his commentary, if a person is practicing this Omkara Upasanam, taking it as an Alambanam, then definitely that person must be also given to the practice of all other disciplines. He must follow Yama Niyama. He must follow Yama Niyama, helps him to practice what? All external disciplines. One must take care of, definitely one must live a very disciplined life. Only then meditation is meaningful. Without living, following other disciplines, simply practicing meditation means you can call yourself a meditator, it will not take any distance, no, from where you are. No. Therefore, Yama Niyama must be there. The asana, the physical discipline also must be followed. So the discipline, the breathing discipline also must be followed. And he says what? Pratyaharaha. Pratyaharaha is what? Sensory discipline. And dharanaha, mental discipline. All this must be followed only then dhyanam will be effective. The dhyanam should culminate in what? Dhyanam may result in samadhi. That samadhi is only what? In savikalpa samadhi. That is the eighth step. And what is the benefit, phalam, the ultimate benefit of practicing the eightfold limbs, including savikalpa samadhi, is what? Attainment of nirvikalpa samadhi. Why? In savikalpa samadhi, still the I am the meditator, everything would have been resolved, but still the meditator, I am the meditator, there is this aham upasakaha, upasya devata, this is my object of meditation, that duality will be there. In nirvikalpa samadhi, even one resolves oneself also in the very object of meditation. Then only nirvikalpa samadhi, that is the complete, that is success. When a person has, that only is really will help him accomplish the benefit of practicing the meditation. Only then you are successful in practicing meditation. But even if you practice this meditation, following all these disciplines, even is very, very good. Attain nirvikalpa samadhi also, if the meditation is not what? Nididhyasanam. If it is not dwelling upon your own swarupam, if ahankara cannot be resolved, ajnanam cannot be resolved, then that meditation will not give you mokshaha. So nirvikalpa samadhi is not mokshaha. Be very careful. Nirvikalpa samadhi is not moksha. You know, I am talking about this aguna upasana only. Samadhi is not moksha. Because in samadhi is only result of meditation you have. Is it? Experience you have, that's all. It is not, it doesn't remove your ignorance. Is it clear? But even for nididhyasanam, to dwell upon your own swarupam, that for that also, the mental disposition you need, that you can have by practicing these disciplines. You can use these disciplines to prepare your mind for contemplation, but you need what? Your contemplation must be preceded by shravanam and mananam. Is it clear? It is not for sadhya mukti, for attaining moksha, attaining jnanam, because jnanam is moksha. Is it clear or not? Nirvikalpa samadhi. Nirvikalpa samadhi. Nirvikalpa samadhi. Samadhi also. In nirvikalpa samadhi also, ajnanam will not go.
You know the difference goes between the lower and the lower.
Yeah. See, in sleep also, you have Advaita Anubhava. In sleep, you are not there. In sleep, there's Advaita Anubhava is there. There's no I sense in sleep. In samadhi also, there will not be I sense. There is nirvikalpa samadhi. Nirvikalpa samadhi, only object will be there. The subject will be resolved in the object. Yeah, if the object of meditation, when you say yourself, there's no everything, isn't it? That's why what depends upon the object of meditation. See, whether it is the object of meditation is your own swarupam or sagunam brahma. We say your own swarupam means what? Nirgunam brahma means what? Your own swarupam. The meditator's swarupam is the object of meditation. Then that will result in what? Ascertainment of jnanam. For you to dwell upon your own swarupam, you must have already done shravanam mananam. Isn't it? But here I am saying, when sagunam brahma, and the object of meditation is something other than yourself, that also gives you phalam. But what is the phalam? Even to accomplish that phalam, benefit, to reap the benefit of the practice of meditation, is not enough if you simply practice meditation. All disciplines must be followed strictly. It is not enough if you simply attain savikalpa samadhi. They should culminate in nirvikalpa samadhi, which means even that Veda should go. Even then, that gives you only what? No? Loka prapti. Is it clear? These are all the points discussed in this quickly in these three mantras. Third, fourth and fifth mantras of the fifth chapter. Whole discussion. But how to do, whether you do, none not discussed. It's all for us to understand what meditation is all about. What is this? See, importance of disciplines. We need to know. So that we will know how important it is to follow disciplines. At the same time, following discipline should not become an end for us. A means should be understood as a means. Isn't it? So we know the value and importance of disciplines. At the same time, we know what our end is. That's why all these things are discussed, very made very clear in this chapter.
Is Pratika and Pratibha?
Pratima.
Where does the form similar mean?
Pratika.
Pratika.
Limbless.
Limbless, yeah. Because it's form.
No. Form. No, it's a formless.
Form,
I said form. A form with the limbs is Pratima. A form without limbs is Pratika. Om is not even a form, it's a sound. It's a Pratika, I said. A form with the limbs, a form without limbs.
Om is without limbs?
No, no. Om is not even a form, it's a sound.
Sound
symbol. Form symbol, sound symbol, like that we say, no?
In the letters, in the form Om.
No, that is simply we write. Actually, Om, there's no written Om. Om means only sound. We write simply for our own, because we love it. That's why writing the Omkara and then staring at it and then that dhyanam, that and all is our own confusions, okay, added confusions. Somewhere Omkara we know. That is why Om, for a Hindu, Om is the whole. Om is complete. Sagunam, Nirgunam, Brahma. Absolute reality is Om. And Ishvara is Om. Om stands for the whole. See, you have brought in everything. When you say Vishwa Virat, Taijasa Pragya, Taijasa Hiranyagarbha, Pragya Ishvara, Antaryam Ishvara, finished. Whole. Ishvara is the whole. And you have to say what now? That Makara is followed by silence. That silence is what? Swarupam of the truth. That's how the reality is, without making any noise. It is not the silence made about silence. Because we have our own limited sense of the word silence. That is not mentioned here. Silence means sitting quietly, which we can never do. Okay? All the noises are happening in silence. Isn't it? Seeing the silence in noises. Understand? That's why karmani akarma yav pashyet. Akarma cha, isn't it? Karmani akarma yav pashyet. Seeing the actionlessness in actions. And seeing the actions in actionlessness. Seeing the silence in all the noises. All the noises in silence. That silence is what? Not the silence. You see, the understand silence stands for consciousness. Again, it's only symbolic. Silence stands for consciousness. Silence is not the truth for silence. It stands for consciousness because silence is swarupam of the reality. So, the meditator also should resolve in the object of meditation. Only the Nirvikalpa Samadhi. So that's why we be very clear. What am I meditating upon? Even though Omkara is Ishvara for us, still Omkara is Ishvara. Omkara as Virat. When you see Virat in the Omkara, then you Akara Pradhana Omkara Upasana. Then Ukara Pradhana Omkara Upasana. Makara Pradhana Omkara Upasana. Isn't it? So each matra, so Prathama Matra, Dvitiya Matra and Tritiya Matra, so hey, that no. Eka Matra, Dvimatra, Trimatra. Isn't it? Then Amatra also. Amatra Pradhana Omkara Upasana means what? That is Swasarupa Anusandhanam, which is Upasana, which needs Shravanam. Without Shravanam, you cannot understand whatever it is. And this Upasana, what is the, which are the Vedas? No, I am not saying, just the Upanishad mantra mentions. So Rigveda, you know, the Rigveda blesses one with the attainment of the Loka. So which Loka is blessed for whom? Manishya Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Suvarloka. That is it. But whichever Loka it is, everything comes within the realm of what? Aparam Brahma. Any result also is what now? Everything is Aparam Brahma. What is Param Brahma? Even the Brahma Loka also is Aparam Brahma. Going to Aparam Brahma Loka, then you attain Jnanam, there attain Mukti, that is Param Brahma.
Which Veda blesses you with Moksha?
No, this Samaveda. No, Samaveda
gives you Brahma Loka.
No, that is not Shravanam. There again you need Shravanam. Shravanam alone has to.
Yes, there is no direct Moksha.
Vedanta, Sosurupa Anusandhanam. Whether you go to that loka, here, Rishikesh, Rishikesh, go back to London or Coimbatore, wherever you are, Sosurupa Anusandhanam alone will bless you with the Jnanam. No. But you want to start it myself. There is no Veda, any Vedanta. Any Veda Anta. Whether Rig Veda Anta, Yajur Veda Anta, Sama Veda Anta, you can take any Anta. Go to Chandogyam, Sama Veda Anta. Go to Aitraya, Rig Veda Anta. Okay, go to this Upanishad, isn't it? You have all the Anta. Then go to Prataitriyam, you have this Yajur Veda Anta. Veda Anta you have, and you have Jnana. Anyway, so elaborately discussed. So what the idea is, that what very first thing I like to the Upanishad is what? It is not enough if you practice any discipline for a length of time. It has to be started, it has to be followed seriously, it has to there must be perseverance, there be continuity, it must, when should I stop meditating? When should I stop worshipping? When should I stop? People came and asked Swamiji. I told, no? Swamiji, when should we complete this? How long will it take to complete Bhagavad Gita study? Until you attain moksha. Okay? That was the answer given by Swamiji. So this is not for 3 years, 4 years course, okay? You finish reading, again start rereading from the beginning. Because already again clarity in hand. Okay, very subtle. See, we daily do not, see, because our attention span is very difficult, no? It's very less. And then we cannot focus. We are distracted. And already we are disturbed. And our own background also contributes for our disturbance and distractions. Here, our own physical discomfort, mental discomfort, other worries, and our problem background, Janvantara background, present background, lots of problems are there. With all these things, when you focus, it's very difficult. Isn't it? That's why Shastram says it is very important if the more repeatedly study only that jnana moksha. Nothing happens overnight, isn't it? So he says that is why any discipline must be followed until the last. Suppose a person dies, the same thing question comes where? In Gita. Yoga Brashtaha Abhijayate Suchinam Dhimatam Gehe. If a person being given to practice of meditation following disciplines, if he dies without accomplishing the end, what happens to him? Don't worry, nothing, no kalyana kritkaschit, durgatim pratata nagachati, you'll never attain any, nothing will happen to him. Definitely, wherever he leaves it there, he'll pick up and he'll come start. Continue. And such a person, he will be born in an atmosphere where he can continue to be, continue that what all the samskaras he had before. That's why whatever samskaras we develop now, you can make sure that is where you will be born again. Really. If we go and sit in pubs all the time and spend a lot of time there, and then that accordingly the birth will be. The next birth can be easily determined now itself. Whether moksha is very far from me or not, where will I be born next? That 100% you can be sure. Gita, Shastra makes it so clear. Whatever samskaras you develop and go, the same samskaras will be born. Same inclinations will be born. That is why it's very important what I associate myself with, what I'm dwelling on, what I'm thinking of, what I do, what I read, what I eat. Very important. That's also very important. Anyway, so this is the, we have seen the, actually I have covered like a story I finished telling you, isn't it? Omkara Upasana Manasa Bhatnavadi. The student is asking, made very clear now. What happens to him? Don't worry. He goes to Brahma, this loka, this loka, this loka. There's no moksha. He goes to Brahma loka, then again jnanam he needs to attain Krama Muktihi. Otherwise he'll come back. When he comes back also, what will happen? He'll be born in a atmosphere where he is going to, what he says that, where he will follow tapaha, shraddha, brahmacharyam, which means he'll be a very highly disciplined person, revered person, even at being born a human being. But his promises. Okay, so two more verses are there in the fifth chapter. Then there's a sixth chapter, completely Vedanta. Okay, we had to wait all this time. But only last two verses of Vedanta we had here, which I finished very quickly. But now, because I told you like a story, if I take a book and I read out the mantras, you can locate where what is said where. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.